there have been a lot of articles going around about Spotify's new terms of services when it comes to independent artists. I'm an independent artist, so I'm curious to know whether or not these rumors are true, because if they are, my 200 plus songs, my entire catalog has to go. So we'll talk about that right after this.
Random thoughts, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rayshon Blyden here. Let's talk about this. There's something that hits close to home, because many of my music, 200 plus songs, many albums, are on Spotify. And when streaming started, the record labels, I think they kind of brushed it off. They was like, we're not gonna mess with this system. But once they see that it was a pretty good thing going, they essentially invaded streaming, and now it looks like they're in bed with Spotify. I can't think of the company that removed themselves, a record label, from TikTok, but it seems like some shenanigans are going on. And so they're talking about reforming the way how artists get paid when it comes to streaming, to royalties. And they're saying, which I don't blame them, you know what they say, you know, if someone, too many people do a bad thing, they spoil it for everyone. And so you've been having people trying to artificially blow up their numbers when it comes to streaming, and Spotify have been paying out a lot of money to that. And so their way of dealing with it is this so-called new way of calculating how much streamings do you have to have before they pay out royalties. And to me, this hammer is just too difficult, and it seems like it's a way to crush independent artists, because the numbers that they expect each song, so I have 200 songs, for me to get paid out, they're saying each song, well, before I get to that, I want to read this article, right, where is this? I want to read this article right here. Takedown fails. Artists are seeing their music removed from DSPs for streaming fraud they didn't commit. That's the part that gets me. And you can see right here on the screen, Spotify's policy: when artificial streaming is detected, strike one is the first warning, strike two is a warning, and strike three, Spotify will remove your music in accordance with Spotify's guidance. You will be banned and required to pay Spotify's fine of $10 per track to reverse the ban. Now, the problem is, as the headline said, when it comes to like DistroKid and TuneCore, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's read this article. On February 9th, the electronic artist Ben Jordan, who performs under the alias The Flashbulb, was attempting to reference one of his songs doing a recording session, but couldn't access his music on Spotify or Tidal. He thought at first, that his phone was glitching, but then he began receiving messages from fans asking him why he'd remove all of his music from streaming platforms. Not surprisingly, panic set in. See, for me, I don't have that many fans left. So even after reading this, I'll just, you know, decide if I'm going to remove my music or not. No one's going to be hitting me up saying, why'd you remove your music? The only time that has ever happened to me, I took Why Must I Cry, the video, and I put it on private. And who knew that that video was so important to many people? That's the only time that people kept hitting me up saying, yo, where's your video? What's going on? They were in a panic. I was like, wow, okay. I guess they love the song. That makes them not me. Jordan, who to date has earned more than $500,000 in streaming royalties and relies on them for a significant part of his income? See, that's where, for me, I am an independent artist, yes, but I know that I can't make a living based on what's coming in. You know, I could have capitalized with the Why Must I Cry thing, but as I told Tosh.0, if you saw that, I was being real with him. I was telling him that. And if you want to know, I said to him, you could look it up. The video, the entire segment, what do you call it? Not segment, the entire show when I was on there. If you go to rehdogg.com, you can watch it there. So I'm not going to get back into it. I'm going way off track. So let's get back on track. Jordan, who to date has earned, as I said before, $500,000 in streaming royalties, relies on it for his income, had been unwittingly caught up in streaming services' new crackdown on fraud. TuneCore, that's another. They are horrible. TuneCore and DiscoKid. Yeah. Maybe we'll do a video on that someday, but there's plenty of them out there. I don't even think I need to do one. They're horrible. But anyway, his distributor had received a notice from Spotify indicating that significant artificial streaming activity had been detected on his music. TuneCore summarily removed all 23 of his albums from all streaming platforms without warning. Streaming fraud is one of the most serious problems facing the music industry because most streaming platforms operate on a pro rata, however you want to pronounce that, payment model in which payment is based on an artist's share of total streams. Fraudsters, see that, I just, people who are dishonest and do bad things, they really and truly ruin it for everyone. They really do. But, yeah, it's a sad thing. Anyway, in which payment is based on an artist's share of total streams, fraudsters have managed to steer millions of dollars away from legitimate artists, songwriters, labels, and publishers. And because DIY distributors like TuneCore and DistroKid allow virtually anyone to distribute unlimited audio files to streaming platforms for around $20 a year at a volume that is extremely difficult to police effectively, the barrier to entry is virtually non-existent. Note, the warning about a violation in Spotify policies pictured in the above image is from DistroKid. Now, I just want to stop there again. Let me stop before I continue. Bandcamp is a platform that I really like a lot. And at the end of this video, my mind will be made up whether or not I'm going to remove all of my tracks from Spotify, which if I do decide that, it's going to be tedious because it's going to take countless of hours for me to do that, because with the distributors that I have right now, I have to literally go to each album or each song, which is vast, and request the takedown from Spotify that way. There's no way of me selecting everything and doing it that way. So I may fire off an email to my distributors and tell them, listen, due to to the new terms of services with Spotify, it doesn't make sense for me to have my music on that platform. Is there a way to remove all of my catalog and see what they say? If not, then I'll have to do some, you know, two or three albums a day until it's all done. But I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna waste a life away trying to remove them all. But anyway, that's just much my problem. That's not your problem. Artists that use DIY distributors like these collectively earn $1.8 billion in 2023, representing just over 5% of the total market for share of the global recorded music industry, according to the music research firm MIDIA, Media, I guess. Spotify announced late last year the biggest shift to its payment structure. Let's listen closely. This is the part you've been waiting for, and I've been waiting for, to decide if I am going to be yay or nay moving forward. Spotify announced late last year the biggest shift to its payment structure since its inception, in an attempt to combat streaming fraud and get more of the revenue to the emerging and professional artists. It will not issue royalties for tracks that accrue fewer than 1,000 streams annually, and will fine distributors $10 for every track that it has detected accruing significant numbers of artificial streams, with DistroKid estimating that it distributes nearly 30,000 to 40,000 songs every day, and TuneCore not far behind. This has significant consequences. While there are plenty of distributors that cater to independent artists and labels, DistroKid and TuneCore have taken the most aggressive approach. Please note, there is no situation where releases will be reinstated. Releases that have been reported by Spotify as meeting the threshold will remain taken down from all stores. Now, I don't remember if it's TuneCore or DistroKid, but they have this extra thing you can pay for, basically, where they put your songs on playlists. Well, I'm willing to bet my last penny that these playlists that you put on are probably part of the problem causing artificial streaming by these fakeries. That's just my own opinion. But it says, do not contact us in attempts to reinstate these releases, as you will not be successful. Any attempts to re-upload, repackage, or redistribute one of these releases, even using a different UPC or ISRC, will be blocked and not subject to a refund. Doing so will jeopardize your relationship with TuneCore and our store partners moving forward. We understand your frustration, but regardless of your knowledge of this activity or your intentions surrounding this activity. Now, let me repeat that part again. This is gotta be infuriating. So if someone in bad faith, let's say, hey, I am conservative and there's a liberal out there that absolutely hates my guts and my views, and in bad faith, they take my song and blow it up artificially without my knowledge. So what they're saying here, even if it's done that way, there's no way to get my song back up, even though it was not anything to do with me. That's just wrong. If you're with TuneCore, I would think about getting rid of them if this is their stance, because you're going to tell me someone criminally took my song, and because I find it to be a crime, if your intention is to harm me by purposely sending my music to these artificial playlists, and then I get taken down. So according to TuneCore, it says here, we understand your frustration, but regardless of your knowledge, keywords, so they're saying, even if you know or you don't know of this activity or your intentions surrounding this activity, this release will not be reinstated back into, this is just insane. So you're telling me, yeah, this guy is, let's see, the CEO, oh, Andrea, this lady is a piece of work. Andrea Gleason and VP of Artist Support, Erica Clayton, reveal the pressure they were under from streaming services, which led them to implement these admittedly aggressive policies. Again, if something isn't your fault, how am I going to be? You're punishing me for something I didn't do, essentially, is what they're doing here. While on the other hand, here you have DistroKid, who has implemented a strike system by which artists are notified that Spotify has reported significant artificial streaming activity on their music. The distributor advises the artist to cease promotional activity. Again, one of these companies, I don't know if it's TuneCore or DistroKid, you allow people to pay for stuff like this, and then you're going to now say, if this is done, you can be banned, essentially. So, let's see what else. Let's get back to Jonah Baker. So, Jonah Baker, who became popular, oh, this is someone else. What, they never told us what happened to the other guy. What happened to him? Let's scroll back up here. It doesn't really tell you how it ends. Is this the same guy? Yeah, it doesn't really tell you how it ends with Jordan. Oh, it probably ended by these days, just to remove his songs, I guess, how it ended for him. But let's go back to this other guy here. Singer-songwriter Jonah Baker, who became popular with acoustic covers on YouTube, now makes around $200,000 annually from streaming revenue and has over 150 million streams across multiple platforms. He received a strike notice from DistroKid indicating significant artificial streams on his music, but says he has no idea why. He wasn't paying any service to boost his streams. DistroKid's customer support advised him to remove the track or face a ban. So he removed it in the hopes that it wouldn't happen with any of his other music. But DistroKid's language in the notice indicates that it is due to Spotify's policy and then requires the artist to affirm via a quiz and check boxes that they will not use any promotional program aimed specifically at Spotify. A rep from Spotify denied that the platform has any strike or warning system and does not require artists to remove songs in these instances. And then you're seeing here the math quiz whatever this stuff is. A Spotify spokesperson said in a statement to Variety, when Spotify identifies and confirms artificial streams, we withhold royalties from those streams and report the activity to the label or distributor. Spotify does not tell labels and distributors to remove content from our platform, but they may enforce their own removal policies. So there you go on that. DistroKid this is what I was talking about. I guess it is DistroKid. It says, however, DistroKid offers its own promotional service for users on a plan that costs $89.99 a year. And its Playlister feature enables artists to find contact information for third-party user-generated Spotify playlist editors. So they're also part of the problem. And then here you have another one here. SubmitHub publicly states, "We vet and verify all of our curators before granting them access to our platform." Problematic playlist curators still manage to slip through the cracks. Exactly. So, yeah, I wouldn't use services like that. I really wouldn't. Yeah, Viper, an artist who uses DistroKid for distributing, had her song removed with a notice from the company indicating 100% artificial streams on her track Fusion. The song had been included in an official Spotify editorial and algorithmic playlist, generating nearly 14,000 streams over several weeks before it was removed by DistroKid. It seems highly improbable that 100% of the streams for a track included on Spotify's official Spotify playlist would be artificial. So there you go. There is a screenshot of that. She contacted by Variety. Let's see. What's this? Contacted by Variety, DistroKid president Phil Bauer responded, "DistroKid is required to follow the rules and policies set by streaming services. Streaming services typically do not disclose their fraud management policies, as it would make the policies easier to evade, and deferred to Spotify all questions regarding the company's playlists. Erroneous takedown notices aren't limited to DIY artists. Artist manager Seth Kalin, and I don't know if it's in this article, but what's his name? I can't think of his name. The one who says George Bush don't like black people. What's his name? Kanye, I believe they removed his stuff, and now he is doing it, you know, distributing it by himself, which is probably where I'm going to go. I have no nearly as many fans, but the fans I do have left, Bandcamp is pretty much where I'm going to direct them if I deem that this Spotify is just, you know, I'll definitely remove it from all Spotify. I'll still leave it on the other streaming services like the Apples and the Amazons and all the rest of them. But let's see. So yeah, that's that. It just boggles the mind that I'll be held accountable for something that's not my fault. I don't see, if a bad actor, I mean, there's bad people out there. You see Democrats every day being bad actors and make things up. So if someone hates my guts because of my policies or whatever, well, then I'm going to be in trouble. And my livelihood, if I depend on this to make a living, my whole entire livelihood is gone. So let's get to the climax of this podcast today. And we're going to break down exactly how Spotify's new 1,000 annual streams royalty policy works. So that is where we're going here. I know this is a little bit long-winded, but it has to be so I could fully understand, because I am talking about removing all of my music and I got 200 plus songs and I don't even know how many albums. But let's go through this. Here's exactly how Spotify's new 1,000 annual streams royalty policy works. MBW. It's no water in here. MBW Reacts is a series of analytical commentaries from music business worlds written in response to major recent entertainment events or news stories. Only MBW Plus subscribers have unlimited access. Okay, I just read it. I don't know why I read that. Spotify is introducing a significant update to the way it calculates recorded royalties this year. I believe this was written in 23, so this article is still valid. Next year, it says, but I think it's this year, 2024 is when it's happening. Yep, starting early 2024, tracks must have reached at least 1,000 streams in the previous 12 months in order to generate royalties on the platform. So, I guess it's the way how you interpret this. To me, it sounds like it's telling me each track that I have to reach 1,000 streams. But if I'm misinterpreting it, please someone let me know in the comments below. The policy is one of the more contentious amongst a suite of new changes coming to the platform in the new year, which were first reported by MBW in October and subsequently confirmed by Spotify in a blog post last month. Oh, this is a lot. Ooh, I'm getting tired. Spot wrote in its blog post that the reasoning behind the new monetization policy is to better distribute small payments that aren't reaching artists. The company explained further that tens of millions of the 100 million plus tracks it hosts on its platform has been streamed between 1 to 1,000 times. Yeah, there we go, that 1,000, so it's arbitrary number. Yeah, very convenient of them to say that. Over the past year, and on average, those tracks generated 0.3 cents a month. The blog post continued, because labels and distributors require a minimum amount to withdraw, usually $2 to $50 per withdrawal, and bank charge a fee for a transaction, usually $1 to $20 per withdrawal. This money often doesn't reach the uploaders, and these small payments are often forgotten about. According to Spotify, in aggregate these the small disregarded payments added up to $40 million in 2022 alone, which the company adds could instead increase the payments to artists who are most dependent on streaming revenue. The streaming company says that 99.5% of all streams on its platforms are the tracks that have at least 1,000 annual streams. So, let's read through some of this. Can a user just stream their own track 1,000 times? No, that's a no-brainer, obviously. That's a no-brainer. Of course not. According to Spotify, this policy is intended to deter artificial streaming. The problem, though, is the threshold Oh, wait a minute. Let's see what's going on with Deezer, because I might have to lose them too. Deezer, I mean, Spotify says that it won't share publicly what the minimum number of unique listeners is to prevent bad actors from gaming the system. The company adds, of course, our industry-leading artificial streaming detection system will continue to remove artificial streams as identified. Okay, here we go. I did not know this. I might have to, which makes it double. So now it's 400 tracks I got to remove from Deezer and Spotify. Oh, this is so annoying. Let's see, a new payout model introduced by Spotify rivals Deezer in September also includes a minimum unique listener threshold. But what is Deezer? Let's see. Deezer's artist-centric model was initially announced with Universal. That's them, UMG. I couldn't remember them. There is the reason why Spotify is doing this, UMG. I'm convinced of it. Universal Music Group in September, Warner Music Group has also signed up to a model in France which works by attributing a so-called double boost to what it defines as professional artists. Those who have a minimum of 1,000 streams per month by a minimum of 500 unique listeners. So it seems like it's even worse, because 1,000 per year, that's 12 months, versus 1,000 per month, that's tough. That definitely sounds like goodbye Deezer to me. When Deezer calculates an artist's royalty payment, streams of that artist's music will carry double the weight versus streams of non-professional artists. Those with fewer than 1,000 streams per month by a minimum of 500 unique listeners. Here's another point. How royalties are calculated. Spotify explained in its blog last month that it will not make additional money under the new payout model, and that there is no change to the size of the music royalty pool being paid out the rights holders from Spotify. In practice, that means a track generates royalties for all streams in the first month and it reaches eligibility, but not for streams for any month prior. I don't know, man. It's definitely, yeah, I don't like this. What do you got? Any artists listening to this? What are your thoughts? Recording royalties are typically calculated at the end of each month. All right, let's just read through another thing here. Tracks can go in and out of eligibilities. Yeah, that's a problem. I'm tired. My mind is tired having to deal with something like this. I don't want to deal with this. This is insane. So, yeah, not that I have many fans that still subscribe to my music or whatever. But if you are and you use Spotify, if your favorite song or songs or album is not there, you can find them on Bandcamp, because that's where I'm going to start transitioning. And the good thing about Bandcamp, I have many songs on there that is unique and not been released publicly, all the stuff that that you can listen to there. So that's, yeah, I decided that Spotify's got to go. I can't, in good conscience, continue to stay with this company. I can't. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments below.
Random thoughts, politics.